He famously didn't accept the verdict of voters in the 2020 election, and now Donald Trump has dismissed the verdict of jurors who found him guilty of falsifying business documents. The former US president, who is campaigning to return to the White House, said the trial was a disgrace and the verdict that mattered would be delivered by the people on the 5th of November. In a unanimous decision, jurors found that Mr. Trump had concealed a payment made by his former lawyer to the adult film star Stormy Daniels. The trial heard that the money was used to buy her silence during the 2016 election campaign. Mr. Trump is due to be sentenced on the 11th of July and could face prison. However, legal experts say a fine is the more likely punishment. Just days later, the Republican National Convention is expected to formally nominate him as the party's presidential candidate. Across the United States, people have been digesting the verdict. Here are some views from Fort Worth in Texas.
It might affect my vote. Just simply, I don't think we need a convict in office. If that conviction sticks.
I wasn't surprised, but I was still very disappointed. I still thought, you know, maybe there was a chance that Trump was actually innocent and that he hadn't done it all any of what they said he did.
I think it's all a sham. I think they shouldn't be able to run election interference the way they are. I think, you know, if you commit a crime, I think you need to be prosecuted for it, but there's been years coming before this and it all pops up 6 months before an election. I don't think that's right.
Some views there from Fort Worth in Texas. For more, we can talk to author and political analyst Eric Hamm, who joins us now on the line from Washington. Eric, thanks for talking to us this morning. It had looked as though the jury would go out for another night, but then they returned with 34 verdicts. What happened?
Well, I think what we saw play out was a jury who, even when they began deliberations, were pretty clear in the direction that they were headed with this guilty verdict, because we knew only a few hours into their deliberations, they asked for a readout of David Pecker's testimony, the former head of the national tabloid, as well as Michael Cohen's. And so that gave you an idea of where this jury was actually headed. And so, and then when we saw the actual verdict, guilty on all counts, it made clear that not only was this unanimous, but there was no doubt, at least in the minds of these jurors, that Donald Trump, in fact, was guilty and had falsified these business records.
Donald Trump's lawyers had hoped to undermine the credibility of the main witness, Michael Cohen, but in the end, the jury accepted the prosecution's case. Why do you think?
I think what we saw was the prosecution recognized that Michael Cohen was going to be a very troubled and difficult witness, given his credibility issues and his background and his baggage that he certainly brought as a witness. However, what we saw from the beginning of the case through the end was a prosecution who built a very strong foundation, laying out the evidence and the case. And what we saw from Michael Cohen was a witness who they recognized was troubled, but as we saw with the jury itself, they had corroborating evidence to actually get them to a guilty verdict. However, in the defense, what we saw was they simply wanted to sully and taint Michael Cohen without actually tackling the evidence that was presented before this jury. And I think what was also so jarring is Donald Trump sought to make what took place in a legal courtroom very similar to engaging in a public battle politically. And I think it simply did not work for him. And, you know, in a courtroom, the jury actually blots out the noise, which we wanted to see, which we see Donald Trump was attempting to try to bring into the case, and that just doesn't work.
And that was the same afterwards. I mean, his reaction, I suppose, was very much along expected lines. He said that he didn't accept the verdict, and then he quickly moved what he was saying onto other issues like November's election and like controversies over the border or the economy.
Yes, and what's so striking about that is he talks about how what really matters is what's going to take place on November 5th. And we have to realize that what those 12 individuals did today is what is a part of citizenship, very similar to what the American people are actually going to do on November 5th. It all leads and feeds into this democracy that we have and that we work to uphold, and voting in November and doing your civic duty, engaging in jury duty. Those are part of an equal and integral components of democracy, and Donald Trump can't have one without the other. And what we see is this tension between Donald Trump and his actions and his attacks on the legal system and his attacks on the jury and everything that undergirds this democracy, and also running to try to be the president of the United States while at the same time attacking that very system that he wants to lead. It's a tension that I think voters understand, and it's a tension that I think we saw play out in that courtroom. And what we continue to see over and over is it's a tension that the American people, the juries, continues to repel Donald Trump over this central tension, and I think it will play out in the election in November as well.
In many ways, as you say, this is an enormous development, this court decision. But when it comes to Mr. Trump's most fervent supporters, is it likely to make any difference?
It will certainly energize and embolden Donald Trump's voters. However, because this is an election that is going to be won on the margins, because it's expected to be a razor-thin race, every vote is going to matter. Every vote will count. And Donald Trump now being a convicted felon, that is going to be radioactive, particularly for those independent voters, those suburban soccer moms that both candidates are desperately going to need to win. And what we saw play out today in Donald Trump's continued attack on the system is only making it more difficult for him to actually win those voters he's going to need in November. And right now, we know, as we saw in 2016 and especially in 2020, his support, his base, is simply not enough to get him to victory.
What about within the mainstream Republican Party? What's the reaction been so far? What is it likely to be over the weeks and months ahead?
You know, that's interesting that you say the mainstream Republican Party, because I think right now when I talk about tension, there has been this tension within the Republican mm-hmm. Party. And I think what we see is Donald Trump's MAGA support and base has won out over a mainstream Republican Party. So in effect, there is no mainstream Republican Party. The Republican Party now is Donald Trump and what Donald Trump wants it to be and what Donald Trump has made the Republican Party. And it is that party that will nominate Donald Trump 4 days after he is sentenced. It is that party that will attempt to try to win not only a national election, but also try to maintain the Republican Party as a viable party system in this country. And we see right now the struggles that that party is going through in building an infrastructure and raising money and trying to maintain control of power in Washington and beyond.
Mr. Trump faces a number of other criminal trials. Are any of them likely to take place before the election?
It's unclear at this time. We don't know when the Supreme Court will make their ruling on his immunity claim. That is what's holding up his election interference case. The other two cases, it's unlikely they will actually happen before November. But this has been a stake through the heart of Donald Trump, through his party. And I think it's going to be something very, very difficult for Donald Trump to come back from.
Politics in the United States is already deeply polarized. And, you know, as you say, Donald Trump might find this difficult to come back from. He's been written off so many times over the past 8 years, and he's still there. Is what has happened today, is it likely to deepen those divisions?
It certainly will, in the sense that we know that Donald Trump is going to continue to attack. But we also have to recognize that there is a myth of Donald Trump. We know that Donald Trump has made comebacks in his business career after suffering through bankruptcies and the like. And also we saw him win a presidential election when many thought that he wouldn't or couldn't. However, what we have seen, particularly with Donald Trump as a politician, Donald Trump, his party has not been able to sustain that level of success that he was so shockingly able to win back in 2016. And what we're seeing is this party continues to struggle to be successful, which is why we're seeing so many Republicans actually run for the exits from this party. And I think we have to be mindful when we talk about Donald Trump as someone who can potentially come back, because what we continue to see over and over is a politician who continues to fail at every turn.
Well, we'll have to see what happens over those weeks and months ahead. Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. That was Eric Hamm, author and political analyst.